You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Hey, you know something that we love on The Breakfast Show, Tess, you'll attest to this, won't you, is that we love books. We love to read. We love to sit down and just escape between the covers of some wonderful books, of some just fair gushing with creativity. And hi, Sam and Hadassa, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you very much for coming to the studio. Do you want to tell a little bit about who you are?
Yes. My name is Hadassa Grace. I'm a Wellington-based poet. I write poems.
Okay, hence the poetry part of it.
Yeah. Hence the poetry. Yeah. And I just yesterday published a book.
Woohoo!
With the help of Sam and then Dominic Hoey, who is not here, with their new publishing company, Dead Bird Books.
Dead Bird Books. Wow. That's really, look how jazzed you are with your publishing. That's cool. That's really cool, man. That's is it your first book you bought?
It is.
Wow.
Yes.
Exciting. So
yes.
And so why can't, wouldn't you just do some poem, make them up, do some raps or something like that? And, I don't know. What's it like? I mean, that's pretty old school, isn't it, to
yes,
do it that way?
Yeah, some raps. I have absolutely no sense of rhythm, so I would be a terrible rapper.
I can run you through just the initial.
Thank you.
I'll do it later on. But
appreciate that.
But for now, you've got we want to tell everyone about how to take off your clothes.
Yes,
which is the name of your book.
It is. Yes. Yeah. Many of the poems are inspired by my time in the sex industry as a stripper.
Da da da.
Hence the title. But it's also very personal and autobiographical. So it's a metaphorical unveiling.
you wouldn't expect to come out of that industry with a book of poetry, would you? You know, that's cool.
Isn't it? Yeah,
yeah,
it is. Yeah, it's unusual. But nice to be able to. I think there's lots of.
There's a lot of things you could come out of that industry with, isn't there? But there's not. But that's not what you expect, is it?
Well, I think there's lots of creative, intelligent women working in that industry,
totally.
But they don't necessarily have the opportunity to talk about it in the way that I have, or maybe they're not as willing to come out to the world and say I was a stripper. Here's a poem.
Is it the stripper or stripper in Wellington? That's the thing.
What does that mean? What's
no,
wrong
nothing,
with Wellington
no, no,
strippers?
No, hey, look, Sam, you know, so this is your first book you published. How do you guys sort of get to the stage where you decide to publish a book together?
Me and Dominic, of
your poetry.
Dominic and I had been kind of wanting to do a project together for a while. And
for people don't know, Dominic is also known as Tourette's.
Yeah,
yes.
He's got words coming out all over the show.
He does. He's a non-stop machine. So we just wanted to do a project, and then we kind of decided that we would do a publishing company because we just had lots of friends who are really good writers, and we wanted to kind of create a platform for them. I guess.
Is it hard for writers to find somewhere to display their words?
I think it depends on your style. There's a very particular style, especially when it comes to poetry, that does well in New Zealand, and it's very structured and academic, and tends to shy away.
When we say does well, what does that mean? Like, sells? No, but I don't, like, how big is poetry?
Well, I mean, Hera Lindsay Bird is kind of the gold standard for New Zealand poetry at the moment. She sold 8,000 copies.
Oh my God, you got me dead bird.
That's very. That's unusual.
Yeah. How many copies? 5,000 copies?
8,000.
So it's sort of like record sales, sort of around the same sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A friend told me that we should find out how to get onto the book charts, because surely we'd be top of the poetry. You know, how many do you have to sell to be top of the New Zealand poetry charts?
why wouldn't you be on the book charts? I mean, where do you sell? I mean,
it's in all the shops and stuff. So it's like, that's like an ongoing
put you on the spot
process.
There, Sam. Just
no, we're in 11. I think we're in 13 shops at the moment.
Oh, nice.
And
there you go. It's got a chart, surely.
Yeah, actually, we haven't thought about that, but maybe that's our new goal.
Cool.
Yeah.
Top of the charts.
Yeah, go platinum.
So when you've got, I mean, the book's called How to Take Off Your Clothes.
Yes.
And what do you want people to take away from it first off the bat?
In most of my writing, I try to lean into some of the negative stereotypes about sex workers and about women.
There are plenty.
There are plenty.
People have.
Yeah, and kind of break them down a little bit and humanize them.
What's the most sort of deluded stereotype you think that people have? I suppose, I mean, you can't say deluded because I mean it comes from somewhere, but you know, like, what is it?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is just that sex work is work. You know, it's a job, just like any other job. And there's no, you know, you're not broken or promiscuous or any of the things that you might think would lead someone to that job. It's just work. And some people love it and some people hate it. And
I mean, it's work in the sense that it's mysterious to a lot of people. Like, it's not the sort of thing, you don't keep your receipts.
Exactly.
You know,
it's sort of,
and, you know, and it's, and so I guess that's what means people are sort of in the dark a wee bit about it. You know?
Yes. Yeah, very much so. But, you know, then on the other hand, I, you know, I spent many years in the hospitality industry and was...
Which is just as seedy.
It is. Yeah. And I was, you know, I was often treated much worse as a waitress or a barista than I ever was as a stripper.
And yet Tess is a barista. She knows, you know, she's been here.
And yet, you know, I've never been asked, like, what went wrong in your life to lead you to become a barista?
Hey, where do I know you from? Maybe it's book number two.
Yeah.
And a pack of long black. where can people... would you do a reading of one of your poems for us?
I would love to. Yeah, which one should we do? Something nice and short.
Do a really good one.
Thank you. this one is called Fisher of Men. It's the little things that keep me sane. The way lipstick feels twisting up out of the tube, a slight resistance of the cheap plastic casing. How men stutter when I lean in close or cradle their eyes for a second too long. The light on my cell phone that blinks when I have a new message. When I was a little girl, Jesus told me he would make me a fisher of men. My net is wide, woven from the smell of sweat, the angles of my wrists, the stretching highway of my thighs. Teach a girl to fish and she'll never go hungry.
It's cool.
Thank you.
So that's just one of the poems.
Just one of many.
How do you choose which one's the poem?
Oh, I had about...
That's a great poem. That's a great poem.
Thank you. I had close to 100 that I sifted through, and then we cut it down to, I think there's about 30. But a lot of it was... you know, some of them were too similar or just not very good. And then we also had...
Sam, do you jump in and go, yeah, nah, not that one. Sort of.
I tried very hard to stay out of that whole thing.
But we also had the help of Liz Breslin, who's a really talented poet down in Dunedin, I think.
Cool.
Who she edited the book for us, and she was able to help me go through. And
awesome.
Yeah.
Sam, do you... Is it just going to be poetry?
No, I think we're kind of keeping it a little bit broad at the stage, but I think we've got a few planned. Like, the next thing we're going to do is kind of be a collection of poetry from all around New Zealand, and then another poetry book, but then we're looking at some other things as well.
Cool. Hey, well, thanks for coming in, guys. Hadassa, good luck with the book.
Thank you.
Hadassa Grace, How to Take Off Your Clothes is available with our first book for the Deadbeard Publishing, and all the very best for that too. Thanks for coming in and talking to us on the radio, you guys. Where can people buy it?
You can get it from our website, which is deadbirdbooks.com, most bookshops, and then we're doing a nationwide tour, which starts tonight at Wine Cellar in Auckland, and then Wellington tomorrow at the Pyramid Club.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.